Barrhead. A County of Barrhead resident will have to continue to pay the minimum property tax on one of his properties. Councillors denied a request from Arthur Domke during their August 16 meeting to waive or lower his taxes on a small 1.83-acre parcel that is part and not part of his quarter section, all at the same time. In a July 13 letter, reiterated in a conversation with County Manager Debbie Oyarzun, Domke stated that the property started as one parcel. He added that sometime in the 1950s, and the land was subdivided to create a school site. When they decided not to build the school, the land was returned to the landowner, but it still had a separate title. Oyarzun noted that last year the taxes 1.83-acre parcel were $4.65, including the education and social housing requisitions. However, as part of their discussion on setting the mill rate in April, Oyarzun said councillors opted to set a minimum tax payment. She explained that on some of the smaller parcels, the county would collect minimal tax that did not come close to the cost of doing the assessment. We have to go through the same process regardless of the value of the assessment and ultimately the taxes applied to it, she said. Oyarzun noted that the county is not the only municipality that has opted for minimal tax rates. We researched what the municipalities were regarding charging a minimum tax rate, and we found it ranged from $0 to $200 a parcel, she said, adding the minimum payment will generate an additional $8,000. Oyarzun said that under the Municipal Government Act, MGA, council did have the authority to waive or reduce the amount of tax owed, but only if they thought it was equitable. Reeve Doug Drost said he agreed with the minimum payment, calling it a sound policy. Count. Walter Proches said the other option was for Domke to go through the process of reconsolidating the two properties. As part of the reconsolidation process, Domke would have to resurvey the property, a costly procedure. The requirement is not from us, but Alberta Land Titles, Oyarzun clarified. It was something Domke also suggested in his letter, except in his version he wanted the county to pay a portion of the cost, adding the quote he received was close to $1,400. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz asked administration for their recommendation. Oyarzun said it is ultimately up to council to decide, but she suggested denying the request. There is a bylaw in place that imposes a minimum tax levy on all properties. How do you consider it equitable if you reduce it for one? She asked. Count. Paul Properzy agreed, saying whether to consolidate the properties is up to the landowner, adding the county should not be involved. Drost agreed, noting if he did not wish to consolidate and was still upset about paying the minimum tax, he could always sell the property. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.